Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Homeopathy will no longer be a therapy that is reimbursed by French Social Security. Health Minister Agnès Buzyn has decided to follow the recommendations of France's High Health Authority and cut funding from 2021. The Haute Autorité de Santé has deemed these pharmaceutical products to be insufficiently effective. From 2020, the microgranules will be reimbursed at only 15% compared to 30% today, before a total stop on January 1st, 2021. The new anti-waste law will be presented today in the Conseil des ministres. The Security of State for the Environmental Transition, Brune Poisson, will be bringing forward the bill which aims for 100% recycled plastics by 2025. The bill also features measures on how to simplify sorting everyday rubbish and how to promote repairing everyday products instead of replacing them. In Paris, the République En Marche's party candidate for the city's mayor will be decided today. A nomination commission interviewed three candidates yesterday, Cédric Villani, Benjamin Griveaux and Hugues Ranson. The commission will have to decide which candidate will represent the party for the municipal elections in 2020. Summer holiday departures may be disrupted near Lyon this week. Three railway unions have filed a strike notice from tomorrow evening until Saturday morning, complaining of insufficient staff in the signalling department. According to the unions, 100% of the staff asked intend to strike. 290 people were killed on the roads last month in France. The number of road deaths remains stable compared to figures this time last year, according to the National Road Safety Commission. And finally, the Tour de France enters stage 5 this afternoon. Julien Alaphilippe continues to sport the yellow jersey. He and the 175 cyclists of the peloton will leave Lorraine in Saint-Dié-des-Vosges and cycle 175 kilometres to Colmar in Alsace. Yesterday, the Italian rider Elia Viviani won the fourth stage in Nancy. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.